Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. Whew, nothing's easy in this ballpark, is it? A 3-2 win over New York last night, and it felt like a root canal in the ninth inning, but Cody Allen found a way.
You know what? I mean, first of all, you know, Josh Tomlin goes out and pitches really well. And we've talked about it, Hammy. I mean, it's so hard not to pull for this guy. I mean, he's a great teammate. We've been through all that. But he competes. And we're starting to see when he's healthy what he can do. And that's exciting because I honestly think there's more in the tank because of all the things that have happened. And that gets real exciting. He set the game up where, you know, he probably went a little deeper than he has, you know, for the last few times he started. And it really helped set up our bullpen because we weren't in the greatest shape where if we had to cover 4 or 5 innings, that would have been hard. He got to Shaw, and then we got to Cody, and you know, Cody had they made him work. And it's funny because Cody's probably one of the few guys in the league that when he creates a problem, he can get out of it. And you know, my biggest concern in the ninth was that there would be maybe like a flare because I didn't see the guys that were facing him, you know, maybe squaring him up. But you just worry, okay, we've got to this situation. Somebody hits a ground ball and takes a bat hop or a flare to left, and you lose. But Cody took care of it.
Well, and then, again, we've been without Jason Kipnis and Michael Brantley in the same lineup together for quite a while. And, my goodness, that duo right now, that's one of the better ones in the league, isn't it?
You know what, Hammy? It is. And I was telling Millsy the other day, in Minnesota, we had first inning, we had a runner on second, and I looked at Millsy and said, boy, do I miss Brantley, because he has that presence there. And, you know, you see, man, he's so smart. You know, off a left-hand pitcher, he watches. He's just such an even-keeled guy, but when he gets in that batter's box, you're always going to get a professional at-bat. And we saw what Kip took one game to get back into rhythm, which is amazing to me.
Well, and the thing, you touched upon it in regards to Josh Tomlin and Cody Allen, but the Yankees are just not going to make it easy. They don't have 1 and 2 pitch at-bats, do they?
No, they really don't, and they're smart. They're smart. They're veteran guys for the most part, and they're very intelligent, and they watch, and you can see them talking. You watch them in the dugout, and they pay attention. But Josh really did a good job. He threw his cutter away. He expanded, and then when they started to reach, he'd elevate in, and they'd either pull it foul or he'd get past their barrel, and he did a really good job. He hung a breaking ball to Alex. That's what Alex does with it. But other than that, you can live for the most part. You give up a solo homer. You know, remember Catfish Hunter, all those years, all the solo homers, but that's all Josh gave up. You could tell the way the dugout, how excited they are for him.
Well, and now tonight you have Michael Brantley back in the ballgame as a left fielder, not just a DH.
And that's great on a couple fronts. One, it means that Brant feels that good because we weren't going to play him until he felt good. But now what it does is, you know, Kip came back and we can DH him tonight. So we can play Ramirez at second, and we can kind of go back and forth a little bit where the guys that have missed some time and are coming back, we don't have to overwhelm them and get them right back where they were, and we can still keep the bat in the lineup, and that should help a bunch.
You got a little more flexibility right now with this club, don't you? That's what some of these changes have given you.
Hammy, we have a lot of flexibility, and it kind of starts to remind me of the first year here, because that first year, even with Giambi on the bench, which we loved, we had unbelievable guys moving all over the place, and it worked. We seem to always have a platoon advantage, which is important, if again, depending on the guys you have, and it really helps. But the fact that we can move Ramirez around, Avila, Sands, it helps a ton.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and Yanks on the Indians Radio Network.